89.5 The Lake, this is David, and hanging out with me right now is Nicole Runge. And Nicole, we're talking about the big hockey game that's coming up this Wednesday. So tell me, how did the game come about?
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I was talking with my coworkers. I work as a paramedic, and our QP local is 5911. And we've been wanting to do a lot of outreach to the public. And we've seen that they did a hockey game in Dryden. And we said, why not do one in Kenora? We wanted it to make it a charity game. And so we polled the members, and we asked a fellow emergency service workers if they were interested in putting on this game with us, and they had a lot of interest, so it kind of developed from there.
So the charities you picked are the local cat shelter as well as It's a Dog's Life. So why did you pick those charities?
So we picked those because it holds a special place in a lot of our hearts. A lot of paramedics, fire, police, dispatch, emergency services, a lot of us have adopted our pets from them. And so we support them personally, but we wanted to be able to support them this way as well. We know that there's been a large influx of animals that have come into the shelters over the last year or so, and that they're in desperate needs of funds. And so we really wanted to help them out with giving them a boost of money and advertising. And it's just a great cause all around. And who doesn't like cats and dogs?
Correct. So you're a paramedic. How is that? Is that stressful?
We are very short-staffed right now, and it has been stressful. That's why we wanted something positive to kind of bond together. And we also wanted something where we could see our fellow emergency service workers, where we're not always in an emergency situation. So this is something that's going to be fun and engaging and lighthearted, and it would really help improve morale. But overall, yeah, we are very short-staffed. We are having issues with recruiting people here. We have issues retaining people here. So it's really important to us to advertise the good sides of things, so people want to come and hang out with us and do fun things like a hockey game.
So we know it's a hockey game.
Yes.
What else we can expect?
Well, there's quite a few exciting things that are happening there. We're going to be doing a land acknowledgement because that's very important to us. We have a choir coming from St. Louis School. There's 31 members, and they will be singing O Canada. The cats and dogs, there'll be posters for the cats, and the dogs will actually attend the event. We got an approved from the rec center. So there'll be little puppies in wagons and dogs walking around. So if people are interested in adopting, they can meet some of the furry friends, and they'll see posters of the cats as well, so they can see what's out there.
Perfect. And when is the game happening?
It's happening on March 27th, which is a Wednesday, and it's 6 until 8 p.m. And yeah, we say come early. The way to enter is by donation. So whatever you can afford, if you want to donate a lot, you want to donate a little, all are welcomed and all are encouraged to come. Even if it's a loonie or toonie, all amounts help.
Awesome. And it's happening at the rec center, right, if I'm not wrong?
Yes, that's correct. It's happening at the rec center.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me in the show, Nicole. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much for doing the game.
Yeah. We're really excited that we could do this interview with you. And we're super appreciative that people are starting to show a lot of support and interest. We have some big donations and door prizes to win. We have $1,000 from Dufresne's. We got some big donors that also donated toward the cause as well already. So there's lots of things to be won, like hoodies and apparel and all kinds of stuff. So not only will you be donating, you could leave with a wonderful prize.
That sounds amazing. So this Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the rec center.
Yes, be there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.